Good morning. It is 8:43 a.m. on Tuesday, July the 7th, 2026, here on sort of blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I almost ran over a lady while I was trying to get this thing turned on and ready to go. I haven't stopped much. The temperatures are already way too high. It's 68 going on 70. I'm gonna see if I can tuck this away without running into a problem. Gonna get hot, ain't it?
It is.
A minibus driver. Greeley Paratransit. I wonder what the hell that's all about. Anyway, 68 going on 90. I worked up quite a sweat coming west. I'm in the shade now. It's really not too bad. I'm trying to get back because another 8-hour night, and unfortunately, in order to get an 8-hour night, I have to be in bed for like 10 hours. So that was unfortunate. Anyway, I don't smell smoke this morning, although there's a lot of haze in the air. I'm pretty sure it's not water. Because even with this temperature, I think the humidity is like, or especially with this temperature, I think the humidity is like 12. It may be as high as 20. So I'm pretty sure that haze is not humidity. There are some very high, thin clouds, very thin, very high. Somebody lost. And drove up the street and got to the crossroads, turned around and stand back the other way. Okay, fine. Interesting question on Mastodon, on Scribes and Makers this morning. Do you like podcasts? And if not, what would you find compelling? And I was like, well, it's sort of like asking, do you like books? Or do you like movies? No, I don't like movies because I have to sit in the same place all the time, be quiet in a dark room with a bunch of strangers. Or I don't like them because I don't know, whatever reason. The last three I watched sucked. I was looking at some of the responses. Of course, I put a rather long-winded one up, but did you expect anything else? But some interesting, a lot of the responses were two white guys agreeing on the same things for 45 minutes Not so much. A 20-minute intro to some rehashed content. Not so much. Yeah, it's less about podcasting as a channel, as a medium, than it does the current state of podcasting, particularly the emphasis on monetization. But it's like I tried. The problem is, in order for a podcast to work for me, it has to work when I'm away from the computer. If I have to be on the computer, if I have to be connected to a network, if I have to be looking at the screen, I have other things to do. I have things that I can do instead than sit and listen. I'm not going to listen to a podcast in the background while I'm playing No Man's Sky, for example. I'm not going to listen to a podcast while I'm trying to write. Not even a music podcast, probably. Because I have my noise.net when I need something in the background. Good morning. And a lot of podcasts are just too long. I mean, the one I'm listening to, Ian McHugh's Blues is the Truth podcast. I have to confess, I have not listened to a podcast in years. Probably like 3 or 4. And I really miss... What the hell was the name of that one? I had it dredged up at one point, and now I've forgotten it. Mark and Miss V did a podcast of, they called it Austin Music. It was, they did a lot of stuff with, I just saw it. But it's not Mark and Miss V. They stopped sometime in like 2009 or so. I'm not exactly sure what the issue was, but they had some problem. They're always talking about their engineer, Byron. I remember their names. I remember some of them. I was going to say, I remember some of the artists, but... I remember listening to them, and now I can't remember their names. It's the part about getting old. There's so much in there you can't... It's not readily indexed, and I was terrible at keeping it organized. Sort of like everything else in my life. Piles up after 73 years, and if you don't organize it, you lose it. Guy spraying his weeds. I'm guessing it's not with fertilizer. Coming up on it. Get ready, stay with me. More post. So it was interesting reading some of the responses, and the responses were pretty much in line. It's like, no, I hate them because I have other things to do. I can't stand listening to the 20-minute intros. I can't stand listening to the same people. And then there were the people who said, well, yeah, like listening to two people make discussions and have some back and forth. They need to be a little bit humorous. It needs to be a little bit snarky. It needs to be... The word they were all dancing around was engaging, I think. Which makes me wonder why people listen here. If, by the way, you picked up the note that I put on Mastodon and happened to pick up this episode. Or if you've been listening for a while and wonder, what the fuck is this guy doing? The answer is, not much. Talking on my morning walk is what it says on the tin. I'm on my morning walk. I'm talking about whatever comes to mind, whatever I happen to think about, whatever strikes my interest, whatever trees or bushes or shrubs or flowers happen to come by. Like this one. I wonder what the hell that is. Blade-shaped, dark red, almost purple leaves. I don't recognize that tree at all. A lot of maples. The occasional... Well, I can't tell if this is a birch or an aspen. They look a lot alike. It's probably an aspen. I grew up with paper birch. Back in Maine, birch was endemic. It was everywhere. Pines weren't. Occasional red oak. Out here, it's the wrong species of birch. And I think it's because out here, the species of birch is aspen. They don't do well down at this lower altitude either. Lower. Yeah, relatively speaking, lower. 4,000, 5,000 feet. We're at 4,800 here. But they do best above 6, I think. You look at the side of mountains, and they're around 10,000 feet. They don't go much above 11. That's still a lot of aspen. Morning, Rosie. Not looking too good this morning. I just noticed my rose bush. I had a rose bush at the back door, and it's gone. When the guys came in and did the backyard cleanup, they really cleaned it up. I don't even see the roots. I don't even see anything. It's just leaf litter now. Which is probably for the best. It was a terrible place for a rose bush. Although, a great place for rose bushes to grow, because it got a lot of sun, it was hot. The one that was there grew like Topsy. It was a monster. Couldn't use that door on a garage. Well, I could use the door in a garage because it's blocked on the inside anyway, but be that as it may. Oh, here comes a crowd. A guy, a kid, two dogs, a stroller, spouse. Morning. Good morning. It's quite a parade. Of body wash, apparently. My rye has started dropping seeds. I got out the broom and swept them back into the garden. They fell all over the sidewalk. I swept them back into the garden. I hope they're going to catch. I think I should probably get the snippers and go out and snip the ripe ears and drop them into the back of the garden where I want them to sprout next year. Not all of them well, of course. Should also probably pick up some fresh ones. Put some new genes in the pool, as it were. I wonder if I can still get a bag of sheep manure. It's sprinkle a little organic matter on top of the grass, and it would be probably a good thing. No Man's Sky. I haven't talked about No Man's Sky yet today. I got looking at it, and it's like, I'm not getting my milestones. Morning. And I look on, because I'm playing it off GOG, so I'm playing on GOG Galaxy. I got GOG Galaxy running in bottles on Linux, for those of you who are interested in the technical specification of how I'm running it. Oh, I love this. This is coming along nicely. I'm looking at the intermediate wheatgrass. It's such a striking grass with its offset kernels, alternating rows, and long stem. It's very sharp. It's not quite ready yet. I need to get a bag. I need a collecting bag and some. Bring my little kitty snippers out. All right, what's this guy doing? He's got a bag of something. Come back from a grocery store, maybe. I'm gonna give him the sidewalk because I just don't need the abuse. The field is turning golden again. It's turning brown. Brush is so green. Morning. Seen him before. Another old geezer. Man, I wish I'd gotten out an hour earlier. This is what happens when you don't get up until almost 7. Willow Sisters, good morning. It's such a contrast in texture. All of the trees, all of the various normally formed trees. And then there's these two majestic willows draped down, darkening the shade, blocking the view. It's a great look. I love it. The fact that it came on naturally, I suspect, is even better. I wonder how they propagate. If I could take a cutting. Start a willow tree in my yard. Jeez, I must have really been humming along. It's usually 21, 22 minutes, and I'm looking at 18:55. Call it 19 minutes to the back gate, because that's where I am. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day, with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.